BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is the Scott Mills Daily for Tuesday. We're in for Grimmy this week. On it, Rizzle Kicks Get Wet on Innuendo Bingo. Also joining us live in the studio, Chloe Moretz, Hit Girl off of Kick-Ass. She's 16, she does her own stunt, and she is way cool. Also, challenge 2 on Scott versus Chris. Who wins today as we get the great British public to talk about their favourite pies? And an Avicii video and toilet attendance in clubs.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi. I feel like I'm walking out onto stage. Jazz hands.
Don't do that face.
Hi, morning.
It's weird. You're putting your eyes up. It's weird. It's like you're on Glee or something.
Good morning. Just the music does it to me. I've got a cab into Radio 1 this morning. The bloke turned round and went, morning. And I must have looked alarmed because it looked exactly like, what's that one off the Royal Family called? Not the actual Royal Family, the one off TV.
Ricky Tomlins.
Yeah. My ass, him. Exactly the same. So I took a picture. It's quite difficult to take a picture, isn't it, of the driver when you're in the back.
Did you turn... I hope you didn't make the mistake of leaving the sound on. Yeah.
No.
I'm always like, whenever that happens, not that I take photos of people secretly, it is always embarrassing to try to cover that one up. You're like, oh, accidentally screen grabbed.
Sound wasn't on. Luckily, the flash wasn't on. That's happened before as well.
Flash would be great.
I took a picture. I can't remember what it was. It was a picture of a man in the lift at Gatwick Airport South.
And why?
Because he was right opposite me, and he had, like, the biggest belly ever, and it was, like, poking out of his shirt, and I thought that was a good picture. Flash was on.
But if it flashes in a car, you just blame a speed camera, don't you? Oh, speed camera.
Oh, you've been flashing.
Unlucky, mate. Points.
Going a bit fast. Oh. Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Chris is here, yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone's on. And it's 6:36. Grimmy is off this week and next week. It's quite hard on a Tuesday, isn't it? Monday is like, yes, I can do this. And then Tuesday is like, whoa.
Is this what they call a hump day?
No, that's...
I never know what... Is that tomorrow? Hump day?
Yeah. Why do you think it's called hump day?
I only learnt that last week.
Why do you think it's called hump day?
I don't know.
Middle of the week?
Humps.
Not Tuesday.
This is...
Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
As you were saying yesterday, Chris, every day on this show, education.
Yeah, man.
Every day learning something different.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Early people listening this morning include Harry on Twitter, and also Naomi, who's listening in her room, just woken up. Claire Adams, good morning.
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean is listening. He blatantly is, because he's just tweeted again one of his amazing philosophy tweets. Did you see my retweet of his this morning?
Yeah.
I retweeted, because we were talking about Frank Ocean's deep and meaningful tweets yesterday at this time. My retweet today: you know a girl is serious when they say your name in a text.
He's just done another one, but you told me off air you don't want to draw attention to
No, I don't want to read it out, because he's obviously listening, and that's why he has just tweeted it then. So don't give him any more attention. That's what he wants.
So you don't want me to read it?
No, he wants a shout. Oh, go on then.
If you need me, call me. I don't care if I'm A, sleeping, B, having my own problems, C, angry with you. I'll be there for you. I mean, I don't quite know who that's aimed at, really, because I don't think it's aimed at me.
Well, that's the thing with all of his tweets. They're really, really kind of cryptic. You don't know what they're on about.
Thanks for cluttering up Twitter again this morning.
What, with my morning?
Yeah.
I'm doing it on purpose.
And then everyone copies you.
Yeah, at BBC Radio 1 have just done morning as well.
Oh, don't bother. What I'm saying is, just do a little fact about yourself or what you're up to today or something inspiring. Don't...
What do you want me to say? Sat in my pants eating Lucky Charms?
No, I was thinking about this more yesterday, because everyone thought it was hilarious tweeting me morning. I had it all day long as well. Doesn't work when it's... No, but what I'm saying is, if everyone wrote morning as they woke up on Twitter, there's no point to Twitter.
That is true. Like, I think you only write it because you feel that you're up really early. Like, if I normally get up at a reasonable time, 8 o'clock or whatever, I wouldn't put morning. It's just because you're up at, like, 4:30 that you're like, yes, I'm going to put this because no one else is tweeting it right now.
Fine.
Morning.
And I appreciate that. So what I want to do for anyone who does want to tweet morning, can we just agree that it's between 6:30 and 7 And then come 7 o'clock, we stop that.
Okay, well, there's loads now going. Morning, Georgie. Good morning. Matthew. Hi. Jack. Good morning. Oh, no, I've retweeted the wrong Frank Ocean. It's a parody account. That's how ridiculous he is. He has a parody account of his philosophy tweets. Damn. Right, coming up before 7, we've got Will.i.am. Also, Lana Del Lol is next. The Grim Reaper of Summer. And the 1975 new track. I think it's a little bit dangerous to have some free time in the day for me at the moment. Now, back in the day when I used to do early breakfast, it was particularly dangerous because I would drink normally 2 bottles of wine to myself. Mm. Not so much now, but what I do is buy stuff that I don't need. I went into a shop yesterday and they had this new potato slicer. Got it. Because it does not only potatoes, but does vegetables, and it does them in the thinnest possible slices. Now, for some reason, I've looked at it this morning, I'm like, what a load of crap. But yesterday, it looked like the best thing on the planet, so
It was a tiredness decision, was it?
Completely, yes. Like, can I take it back?
Now, where did you get one of them? Was that one of those
you see, you're interested,
stores?
Aren't you?
Well, yeah, I am, because I bought one of these onion chopper things the other day.
You see, you're doing the same thing. Tiredness. Why would you ever need that? It's going to go in a drawer and never be used.
Tiredness does funny things to you, doesn't it? I mean, yesterday, I live sort of quite near a park. You know, similar, the same park that you live near to, actually, Scott.
That's right. We don't live together. We live on the other side
of the park.
Of the park.
Like rivals.
Yeah, it sounds quite... it sounds like gang warfare. It isn't. I live on the better side of the park.
You do.
And
I live on the rough end. It's West Side. What was it? West Side Story. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so
cabs don't generally go to his bit.
It doesn't. So I had to walk through the park, and I was walking through the park yesterday, and realised I was on the wrong side of the park.
Slow motion. It's like 8 Mile.
Decided to have a sit down. Only for a few minutes because I was knackered. Sat down on the bench, then realised I didn't think I could make it to mine. Saw two bikes approaching in the distance, bicycles that is, and actually put a thumb out to try and hitch a lift from a bicycle. Of course they said no.
No. Well, why did you think that was a good idea?
I don't know. Just, again, a tiredness decision. Trying to hitchhike a lift from a bicycle.
I tried to hail a tube once.
How did you hail a tube?
When I... there was a tiredness thing again. It's when I was doing earlies. I was on the central line. No, I was just like, and obviously it's going to stop anyway, isn't it? Because that's the idea at a station.
Do you know what?
I put my hand out.
I always like to nod towards the driver as they arrive at the just sort of acknowledgement. Hello.
Good morning. Oh no, you're doing it.
All fine here.
I think if we did this show all the time, you'd get into it. But it's just it's a bit of a shock, isn't it? So, like, if you're working early this morning, if you're up early at this day, at this time every day, fair play.
Fair play.
Yeah. Half past 4 is not my friend at the moment.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow, it's Sharknado.
Wow, Sharknado Day.
Sharks. A tornado.
Enough said.
And we're going to speak to Tara Reid. Sorry. Star of the film. Tomorrow on this show.
She's like
the female Hoff, isn't she?
I've only seen the official trailer of Sharknado and then nothing else from there on in. So I'm very excited about this.
Basically, a load of sharks get caught up in a tornado and it just goes haywire in Los Angeles.
And
eats people.
And Tara Reid, because I'm reading quite a lot about Sharknado 2 and who's going to be in that. Because isn't there a rumour now that Jedward are going to be in that?
Yeah, and on the soundtrack. Who doesn't want that?
And Tara Reid is one of the main actresses in it.
Yeah. She's off American Pie, you know.
Yes.
Her. Yeah. And American Pie The Reunion, I think.
And American Pie. Well, how many was she in for?
I only think 2. But I think we were talking about this on our afternoon show a while back. There's so many American Pie films that just passed you by because they went straight to DVD.
Yeah. And
there's
so many. And they sort of diluted as they went through, wasn't it? Because by the end of it, it's like slowly the cast dwindled off it.
Yeah, I mean, some of them, none of the original cast are in at all. So Tara Reid on this show, and I want us all to watch Sharknado together tomorrow night on Sci-Fi. It's going to be epic.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
All right, it's 7:11. Morning, who's this?
Morning, sorry, Steve.
Steve, where are you?
I'm in Romford.
What are you doing?
Just ready to go and do some work.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a coffee machine engineer.
Oh. So when the coffee machine goes wrong, like it does here all the time, you're the man that fixes it.
I'll come and fix it, yeah.
You're like a hero then in this building. That's very important.
Yeah, I think all around the city, I do it. Everyone seems to love it.
And in the mornings as well, you're like the hero of the mornings.
Especially, yeah.
I bet you know all the numbers of all the coffee machines, don't you? Like, I remember there's 70... I remember that a 76 in the old Radio 1 building used to be a coffee with a bit of milk. How do I remember that?
I don't know. I wouldn't know that.
How can I help?
I wanted to talk about something you were talking about yesterday.
Yeah?
On your show, The Toilet Attendants.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that new reality show, which is set in the toilets of a club.
I think it's Crawley.
A club in Crawley, so they've just put cameras in there. And they're going to show it. It's like the new reality show. I love toilet attendants because some of them are... They're frustrated entertainers, aren't they?
Yeah, they like force themselves into being a character, I think.
Mm. There's a legendary one that I used to know in the Oceania of Southampton. And he was brilliant because what he would do is he would sing along with all the songs and then change the words ever so slightly to talk about washing hands and stuff like that. It was a bit like his favourite one was, do you remember that Pitbull song, Give Me Everything?
Yeah.
He would change that to songs about washing hands.
Well, there's one in my local, in Romford, that uses the contraceptive machine as some sort of percussion instrument.
Oh, what, on the wall?
On the wall, yeah.
So he uses the condom machine as the drums?
Yeah, and sort of things... religious based songs like Give Me Joy in My Heart, Keep Me Burning from like choir and stuff like that.
Yeah. And what does he change it to?
He didn't change it, he just keeps it as it is.
I quite like it because he's clear. Is he a really, really happy man?
He is very, he's very overly happy. I kind of got chatting to him a couple of times, and every time I go in there now, he can't help but give me a big hug.
Doesn't he not change it to Give Me Joy in My Hands? Because that would be washing.
That's a good idea, actually.
It'd be wash-based, then,
wouldn't
it?
Do you mean for the soap and stuff like that? Yeah. Give me joy in my hands, keep me washing.
See, I'd bring mine a bit more up to date, I think.
Yeah, I think that's probably me.
Girl, let me wash you, and I will wash you until you learn to wash yourself.
Yeah.
Neo there.
That's classic.
Thank you.
You hear of that quite a lot, but do you know what? I've never heard of the contraceptive machine being used as a drum. That's great.
No, I haven't either. No, but it does work very well, actually. He's quite good at it. Does a good job.
I want to know if anyone's met a toilet attendant lately that does slightly more up-to-date songs and changes it, like, for washing, or for the aftershaves or perfumes that you put on. Do they change the words?
Yeah, because there's all those classic phrases, you know, everyone knows them. Yeah. But I like it when the songs change. It'd be interesting to know what songs are going down well in the toilets at the moment.
We all know what some of them say, but, like, no Rudies, please, thank you. Just if they change the words about washing and doing everything else. Good to speak to you, Steve.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good day fixing coffee machines.
You too.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
One Direction, best song ever. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. They don't need their name, but someone says that their toilet attendant in their club goes... And we danced all night. No.
And we washed all night to the best soap ever.
No, they don't.
Come on.
Or... Oh, na-na, freshen up. Oh, na-na, freshen up.
That's from Rich in Sheffield. In fact, a couple of people have said that one. And don't you know, freshen up. That's on as well.
What's that song?
I think the original's Pump It Up. Generally, it's about freshening up.
I don't believe that anyone does Best Song Ever by One Direction.
I'm soapy and I know it.
That's not one.
Apparently it is.
That's not one. I'm soapy and I know it.
Yeah.
No.
And instead of Wake Me Up by Avicii, there's Wash Me Up.
I don't believe that they go that current. Yeah. If you're just waking up this morning, here's what you need to know.
In showbiz news, I'm right across it, of course. Marvin Humes from JLS is releasing a dance album next year, apparently.
A good idea.
He's keen to establish himself as the new Calvin Harris.
Right, okay.
Keen.
Very keen for that, actually. I like the one that's a farmer.
Well,
JB.
Yes. Yes.
Just on the tractor.
Got an actual farm.
Yep.
Emily Atack from The Inbetweeners.
Oh, yeah, your favourite.
Yep, has apparently revealed she had a thing with Harry Styles a year ago.
Well, none of us knew that.
Magazine.
Moving on.
It was a year ago. Jay-Z and Beyonce. What's their joint name? I've created it if that hasn't been done already.
They haven't got one.
Well, JB?
The Carters. JB?
Yeah.
No, that's the one. That's the farmer off JLS.
Oh, yeah, well, let's not get that confused. Because JB hasn't paid out 2.4 million in staff bonuses this year.
Whoa!
But Jay-Z and Beyonce have.
So if you're a member of their staff,
yeah,
what do you have to do? I guess there's a housekeeper, there'll be a nanny,
chef,
some cooks, yeah. So how much, what do they get?
There's 80 employees.
Yes.
And they got tips of 30 grand each.
As a bonus?
As a bonus.
To say
monies.
Thanks. 30 grand each?
Yeah. It's mad, isn't it?
That's mental, isn't it?
And that's basically most of the showbiz news that's going on.
Oh, thanks very much.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. We've got Chloe Moretz coming in at 8 o'clock. Or do I call her Chloe Grace Moretz?
Right.
I know, because sometimes it's like half and half. Sometimes she's Chloe Grace, sometimes she's just Chloe Moretz.
Why don't you just call her Ms. Chloe?
Ms. Chloe. So we'll get her in about 10 minutes. She's from Kick-Ass, and she's got loads of other films coming out this year. BBC Radio 1 en Ibiza. La mayor fiesta del planeta. So, it happened. The Radio 1 Ibiza weekend. All the videos are there to prove that it did happen. You might have been there and, like, don't remember much, but it did. The photos are online as well at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Loads of amazing DJ sets. Loads of beautiful people having fun in, like, 35 degrees. And what a weekend we had, didn't we, Chris?
Oh, it was...
On the White Isle.
A scorcher.
Hate that.
Yeah.
On the White Isle. If you go to the Radio 1 Twitter now, or Facebook, or the Radio 1 website, you will see a new video of Avicii's Wake Me Up, biggest song of the summer. This is not an official video. I don't know whether Avicii knows about it. God, I hope not, because he'll get it taken down. Obviously, because his is the official video. But it's a lot of Radio 1 DJs miming to Avicii, Wake Me Up.
Yeah, and I mean, we did it at the airport in one scene.
That's right. We're poolside at Ushuaia. And then there's a Santa behind me in one of them, Santa Claus on the beach. He was there. Do you remember him?
I'm wearing my holiday hat.
I'm cupping my breasts quite a lot. Grimmy is well tanned. Pete Tong just looks really uncomfortable that he's miming. It's not really his thing.
B-Traits looks hot.
Yeah, really hot. But we're all just having a go at it, the song. Go to the Radio 1 Twitter and the Radio 1 Facebook and the Radio 1 website. Oh, look, there's Danny Howard. Those sunglasses, €5. And Greg James is there. Look, you can tell that he was actually there. He's not just superimposed onto a beach.
There's a lady with a horse's head.
So that's on there now if you want to have a look. It pretty much sums up the whole Radio 1 experience in Ibiza the weekend just gone. So it's the Avicii Wake Me Up Radio 1 Ibiza edition. There's loads on there. There's Grimmy, there's Greg James, there's me, there's you, there's Danny Howard, Mr. Jam, Benga, B-Traits, and an actual Santa Claus. Look, okay, we weren't there.
No.
All right, we weren't there.
Okay.
Look, some people were there, and you can really tell the people that were there. But we weren't. I think it's a green screen. We basically went next door and we danced like idiots in front of a green screen. But should I have said that? Because Greg's one looks quite
real.
Yeah.
But I do think it was a bit cheeky of them to ask because, you know, a lot of the guys were there working and they're in Ibiza doing their thing.
Yeah.
Right? And then we just got ushered into a room next door with a green screen.
Yeah.
And we're basically told, pretend you're there.
Yeah, but I think we did it well.
Yeah.
So if you want to see that, it's on the Radio 1 Twitter, Facebook and website right now. It's a new direction for an Avicii video, I think. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, you know you keep on about my electric car?
Yes.
Which I don't have.
You do, though.
But I don't. And also, if I did, I have no problem saying it. If I had a hybrid, I'd tell you. Because I'm being green and I can charge my car up. Huh?
No petrol. Love it.
No petrol. No diesel.
You love it, but you have to compromise on distance when you go for the speed in it, don't you?
Well, yeah.
That's what you're always saying.
No, I don't say that because I don't have one. Right, anyway, talking about that. Someone I know has just been in Japan, and you know, generally electric cars, hybrid cars, they hardly make any noise, do they? You can't really tell they're on.
No, they always sort of creep up on you, don't they?
They're pretty much silent. So in Japan, they're so worried about people not seeing or hearing them and accidents happening that they have to have a noise. But obviously, because they don't have their own noise, you can choose what noise your car has.
No way.
And I've got one here, right? So this is a Japanese hybrid car. This is not the noise they make because they're pretty much silent. This is the noise that someone has decided to have on their car so you can hear it coming. That's it.
That's not true. Sounds like a spaceship.
That's true.
This is amazing.
And that's how you know a car's there. But you can just choose what you want.
So it can be any noise as long as there is noise coming from your car.
This is what I have.
Is this like when you said the was it the cash machines?
Yeah, we still don't know whether this is real or not. But there's a big theory, and actually, on some cash machines, I think it is true that noise that it makes when it's counting the cash out, it's not doing that. It's not counting the cash out.
It's not
just
a noise.
It's not. That's not the actual noise of the money being counted out. It's just an electronic noise.
I can't believe that. But the car one's amazing.
Here's my other hybrid. Or maybe I might go Star Wars with it. Like.
Yeah. Or maybe horses galloping or something like that.
I still quite like this. Mills is here.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Is it true that on some car radios this morning it says Scott Ming?
Amazing.
Gina and Kettering claims that's the case. Scott Ming here. This is BBC Radio 1. That was Avicii and Wake Me Up. And before that, it was Plan B. And she said, OK, it is 8:10 on Tuesday morning. She's just walked in. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi, Chloe, Moretz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm really, really good. Did you get stuck in our lift again?
I didn't get stuck in the lift, but I did pile like 50 people inside that lift.
Yeah, that does happen.
It's
a
tiny lift.
Yeah. It really is. Did you go in the special lift or did you go in the lift with loads and loads of people working at the BBC?
I'm pretty sure I went to the normal lift.
Okay.
Not that special.
There's a revolving door downstairs.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is that sometimes when you walk in that, and I don't know why people do it in this building, they'll walk right behind you so that the revolving door, there's like
just
two
stops.
Or three of you trying to carry on through. And it's really awkward because then
it's always really stupid, I find. I'm always like, it's a revolving door. It's one person per, like, revolve.
Yeah, some people just don't get it. Yeah.
And they just don't know.
Yeah.
They just start going and they all pile in and they're all falling over each other.
Yeah. If you want to see us, maybe you're having your breakfast this morning, turn off whatever that BBC breakfast is or Daybreak. Turn that off and get to bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're on a computer and on your mobile phone. Chloe, don't worry. There's a man climbing in front of you right now.
It's normal with men on tables here, I guess.
Yeah,
you're going to dance.
This is the good thing, you see, because it's not normal.
It's not even dancing. What's the point of being on the table?
It's just adjusting the camera. Now, right, it always pleases me, okay, when I see Hollywood stars like you doing normal things. So I was very pleased to see a photo of you coming out of TK Maxx. Yesterday with all the bags.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, you know, TK Maxx, it really is my guilty pleasure.
It's like a jumble sale.
You can
sale.
Get some stuff. I got bon mè. I got some CNC. I've gotten like Jean-Baptiste Valli there.
Really?
They're good for pants, aren't they?
They're very good for pants.
Pants and socks.
And for pants for guys.
Yeah.
That too.
So you got a lot. It looked like you had a few bags. You have to rifle through, but there's some good stuff in there.
Oh, no. You have to rifle through, but some people just overlook it.
Yeah.
But you got to go to the one on Ken's High Street. That's the one that has the good stuff. And Hammersmith. The one in Hammersmith is amazing.
I'm there later. Yeah. That's in London.
It's a long way to travel from Scotland.
But now that she said it, people will make the journey, especially.
Yeah. Right. So we're going to have people showing up to TK Maxx all the time now.
So we have a lot to talk about. Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah.
Is out next week. Now, how old were you when you did the original movie?
I was 11 when I did the original movie.
And you're 16 now.
Yeah, I'm 16 now.
And you're Hit Girl again. But they have kind of taken it up a level, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that's the cool thing about the second one is I think in the first one, all you really saw was Hit Girl. You know, I think with the second one, what's cool is actually see the girl behind the mask and kind of see Mindy be just as hardcore as Hit Girl is, just without the wig.
Yeah.
It's like that, you know, it's an Angelina Jolie thing. You break that boundary.
There's a lot of violence. There's a lot of swearing. You chop bits off people.
Naturally.
Shoot your friends.
I do it in general.
Yeah. Have your parents seen this new film?
Yeah. Yeah, they have. Don't worry.
Right. Oh, no, it's fine. Have they ever had a problem with anything like that? Because some of it's like, wow.
I mean, it is slightly shocking sometimes. I'm slightly shocked for the stuff that they have me say. But, I mean, you know, my mom is the one who brought me the first script in the beginning. So, to be honest, it's not a big deal. My family knows that it's like, they know I don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
You know, because if I did take it seriously, I mean, I would be walking off set killing people.
Yeah, you would.
I mean, that's not healthy.
It's not. It's quite career limiting, that, I think. Because you've got, like, a couple of other projects on the go.
I'd rather not be in jail.
Yeah. Also, when I watched the film the other day, those girls are evil to you in that movie. Evil.
Yeah.
Really mean.
Yeah, they're really mean. That's also another cool part of the second one is that you actually see Hit Girl off her game.
Yes.
Which you've never seen before. Because, like, when she's killing bad guys and stuff, it's like that's where she lives. You know what I mean? But with a couple girls her age, she's terrified.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of funny.
I tell you what, I was really shocked, apart from, obviously, the violence and the swearing. I was really shocked that Union J, the boy band, appear in the film. I was like, why are they on?
Why are they on?
There's that scene where you were watching them on the TV and all the girls are, like, open mouth.
It's her awakening. It's her realizing that she likes guys for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's Union J that do that.
You should see. Have you seen the video? They're, like, pouring water over their abs, and it's, like, close up on their faces. It's very dramatic.
It really is. Did you know of Union J before the movie?
While we were filming the movie, I was watching them on X Factor.
Oh.
Same time period.
Yeah.
So we filmed the movie during the X Factor, and then when we made, like, when the movie's actually coming out, they're now in it.
Like pop stars.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
I was like, it would have been weird, yeah.
Yeah, it was really random. I was like, I saw you on TV.
So did you watch UK X Factor?
Yeah, cool. Well, I was filming here.
Oh, you were here, of course, why.
Yeah, we filmed it here.
It's hard not to get into it, right?
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
It's a lot of fun.
And also, here's the thing about the American one. It's good because they've got Simon Cowell and all that, but they're all too good. They're all a bit too good. There's too much talent.
There's too much, that's the problem.
That's
here, here in England, you guys have some, like, really just funny people that really do last it to, like, the last four.
Yeah.
But they're just cheesy.
Yeah.
They're just singing covers, like, the entire... they're not very good. It's, like, very cruise ship.
Yeah.
But they last to, like, the last four because Britain just loves the cheese factor.
Yeah, and we like a novelty act.
It's fun.
See, in America, it's kind of bland because they're all really, really good.
We don't want that. We take it too seriously.
Yeah, take it way too seriously.
Yeah, totally.
And Demi Lovato's there going, I'm not sure you're going to make it as an artist. It's like, I don't care. I just want to see them be
it's
ridiculous.
It's very American, though, isn't it?
It's very American.
We take a joke, but we can't take a joke.
Yeah.
Whereas you guys, like, just do sarcasm with contestants.
Well, we do that best. Did you get to see much other British TV as well? Because we do have some great stuff.
Oh yeah, you guys got some EastEnders. I got into that. I got into Hollyoaks.
Really?
Serious?
Hollyoaks. I got into
good acting in that.
You need to see something called Cash in the Attic.
Oh no.
That's a particularly good
it's
one.
Like, it's
I heard some giggles in the corner from that.
It's when you would have been filming it's daytime.
Oh yeah.
Explain Cash in the Attic.
Oh right, okay. Well, yeah, it's basically searching for bargains in people's attics.
Homes Under the Hammer is also good.
Yeah. We have that in Storage Wars.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's
Storage
really
Wars
good.
Is great,
and like, Storage
and
Hunters.
Pawn Stars.
Yes, this is the one you like.
And Hardcore Porn.
Hardcore Porn.
It's brilliant.
Oh.
Les Gold in his shop in Detroit. Yes.
Yeah.
They come in, they pawn their TVs.
It's amazing. They make cash.
Money.
If I ever need to trade stuff, I will go straight to Les Gold and I'll be like, hey, I got a little bit of...
Hi. Yeah, you have to put like a southern accent on. How y'all
doing? So I got this TV.
Yeah, and then you have to, and then you like have to kick off. It has to be a fight at the end.
Has to.
Yeah,
there has to be some like bare knuckle American bareback wrestling, practically.
And then basically you get chucked out by a massive bouncer at the end.
Yeah. Don't come back to this store ever again.
And then
if you've not seen Hardcore Porn, it's on one of the channels here. It's about a porn shop in Detroit. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really great. It really is genuinely good.
Yeah. Now, I've heard that you were memorizing lines for stuff when you were like 5.
Yeah, I was memorizing monologues for my brother. He used to repeat them in the apartment when we lived in New York. And I just kind of like, when I was a little kid, I would just start reciting them and memorizing them and saying them over and over to different people, and then just whoever would listen to me, really. And then eventually, I just begged my mom to let me do whatever that meant. You know what I mean? I was like, I want to do that. Mm. And then Trev was like, yeah. He was like, my mom was like, yeah, sure. She was very hesitant, but then she let me. And then Trev was like, look, I'll just teach you what I know. Yeah. So he just taught me everything he knew. And
so it was never hard for you to remember lines? And
no. I mean, I've been in front of a camera and learning lines since I was 5.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, it's no different than a kid who like has been doing gymnastics their whole life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like a natural thing to just fall into it.
That's where I went wrong.
Yeah, it is.
When you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
The monologues, age 5.
Yeah.
Did you guys not have microphones in front of you since you were like 2?
I did from when I was like 11.
So he knew what he was doing.
No, I was late in the
digging
game.
Digging in the dirt.
Pretty much.
How old were you, Chloe, when you first started going to kind of important meetings with film companies?
It kind of started when once Kick-Ass broke. That slowly escalated to what it is now. And now it's like, now it's a bit easier, but it's still like you're roughing it out there, you know?
Do you ever feel intimidated when you're sat in the offices of like Universal or Paramount and a big executive sits there, I'm imagining, with a big fat cigar on the other side of the desk going, so, we've got a new movie for you. You were showbiz.
As if it's like the Xanax back in like the 30s.
Yeah, just like that. Yeah. But you don't feel intimidated by that?
No, I mean, I think what it is, it's, they expect me to kind of be very back-footed and very childish, and I think I like to kind of put them off by being more adult, because then they're like, oh, okay. And you're like, yeah, why aren't you speaking? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun, and then once they realize how I am, they're cool with it. You know what I mean? And then it's just a normal conversation.
The stunts in Kick-Ass and in 2, do you do those?
I try to do as much as I can. I do about 90% in both movies. I mean, legally, they try and have you not do very much because insurance is like, if you hurt yourself, we can't replace you. And it's like, but it's fun getting thrown against the wall.
It's crazy, though.
Yeah.
How do you learn that?
I mean, it's kind of like a dance routine. I mean, you learn you learn choreography. So it's like you do the jiu-jitsu and the martial arts and everything else that they have you learn. And once you know that, it's all muscle memory. So then they're like, put this move that I taught you with this move. And then you realize that all these moves they taught you and all these little pieces they taught you go into one huge fight scene. And you can learn how to use each move to actually defend yourself, which is kind of crazy.
So you can actually handle yourself?
I mean, would say yes. I can try.
I am
5 feet 4 inches. I'm a little bit of a baby.
Yeah, and also, you're 16, but you are a ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take the compliment.
When you see the new film, like the action from pretty much the word go leaves you quite open mouthed. You are a ninja. Do you get beat up?
You are a ninja.
Do you get beat up a bit when you're doing those?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's interesting because some actors, it kind of depends on your actor. Some actors really like wearing pads. Some actors like wearing all the gel pads and like different stuff. But for me, it gets really bulky and I can't move. So I tend to wear less padding, which makes me come home and then I'm like literally my whole rib cage is just black and blue. And like my back is like just got black and blue down the side of it.
And you're like, yeah, that's a good day at work.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that was a good fight scene.
What's the worst thing that's happened as a result of you doing a scene in a film?
Like physically getting hurt? I've gotten the breath knocked out of me a couple times, and that just, it just hurts.
Yeah.
You know? Like I was, you know, you've seen it, yeah. So you know the van sequence?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so my stunt double did that 60 miles an hour on a real highway, doing the whole thing without a harness. She did that. And then we put it on a green screen on hydraulics, which made it to where the van is like shaking and like moving back and forth. And we had me holding onto this like it's like ribbon thing, and they were whipping me back and forth over this van, and it's just pure metal. It's just pure sheet metal on the van. So I'm whipping back and forth, and then I rolled left when the van hydraulic right, and it whipped me sideways, and I just like swung over the whole side, and one arm's just still attached. It just shoved me into the side of the van.
Ow.
And it just knocked the breath out of me, and I was like,
yeah, winded.
I was like,
ow. You are cool.
I know. Chris, right, as you were telling that story, Chris cool. is like, legend.
Wow. Legend.
Look at
ledge.
Yeah, really.
Huge, pure ledge.
Right, okay. I'm going to play a song which you'll recognise now from Union J.
Oh, there right, we go.
There we are. And then we'll be back with Chloe Moretz on Radio 1. Look, Union J won't play. It's a sign.
It's a sign.
Hang it's on. Like that stress dream you have.
It is. This is. I have a dream all the time where it's like nothing plays and I can't even speak. And that, that's not on.
Please don't make me sing it.
Chloe Grace Moretz is with us. Hi. Hi. What was the last thing you read about yourself on the internet?
Oh, that's hard. That's hard. I never try. I try not read stuff on the internet.
The last thing I read
me.
About was you in the shop with all the bags. So.
Okay. Yeah. I think the last. I think like the last picture I saw was on my Instagram, and it was someone. It was someone tagged me in a picture of me walking out of my hotel. I think that's the last thing I saw about myself.
Mm. Do you ever Google yourself?
No, I only do it if I'm going on a carpet and I want to see how the dress photographed.
Yeah.
That's the only time I do it. Just because it's like it's because sometimes you go like. It looks great in person, but sometimes when you do it on camera, it just doesn't look as good.
Yeah.
So it's nice to kind of know what looks best. You know?
Is that the worst thing for a young celebrity to be like on the "What were you thinking?" column, or to be on Joan Rivers' Fashion Police with her going,
what are you wearing? I love her so much. I would feel honored to be like hated on by them.
And Juliana Rancic.
Juliana Rancic, we have the same manager.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be quite cool to be slagged off by Joan Rivers on Fashion Police on E!
I love her.
Yeah.
I just feel like she writes a bunch of random stuff and doesn't even look at the outfits and just says it.
I totally agree.
I feel like she has so much fun, though.
Yeah, and also, like, she's 100 million years old. Still doing it.
You know, wouldn't she be fun at Christmas?
Yes.
Like, with your family. Just have her, like, chilling by the fire, hating on everyone.
Just put her on a put her like, in a chair.
Ew, you bought them some trousers? Those are hideous.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, God.
Yeah, she could just bitch about the whole family.
Yeah. They'd be brilliant. This food sucks.
Do you tweet a lot?
I do tweet.
Is it the first thing you check when you wake up?
That and... And Instagram, I think. Because I just like Instagram because it's just pictures.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
I like Twitter because it's like live time. I think that's why I like Twitter so much.
Yeah.
And that's why I like Instagram because it's so quick. Mm. I like Instagram because of Rihanna. That's really the only reason I watch it. Did you see her carnival pics?
Yes. In Barbados.
What is happening?
No.
That diamond thing.
The jeweled bikini thing.
But it wasn't a bikini. Nah. It was like a thing.
Yeah.
What's the thing?
You need to get on Rihanna's
just
Instagram.
It's a thing I should see.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You want that in your life.
It's amazing.
I'll do it now.
It's brilliant.
I don't know how she parties so much, but it's brilliant.
I love it,
and also
though.
She does a tour, like a 100-date tour.
I mean, just for like one day or maybe like 4 hours, I'd want to be in her mind looking at the world through her eyes.
Yeah.
Just to kind of see what happens, you know? Yeah. Just to kind of see what you're going through.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, we're going to talk about... Well, you've got loads of films coming out. You've got Kick-Ass 2, which is next week.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Equalizer. You've got Carrie.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about all of this. Chloe Moretz is still here.
I'm still here.
And we've been entertaining her. Not that the Union J track wasn't entertaining, but we've been entertaining her with clips of Innuendo Bingo. Showed her the Gerard Butler one.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty sick, isn't it?
I mean, in many ways. Gross. In many connotations, yeah.
Yeah. Now, my friend Chris here did a chat during one of those film junkets in a hotel a few months back with Mila Kunis.
Oh, ooh.
And it went viral. Somehow, 11 million people watched it.
What would you do?
Well...
I don't know. It was a bit of a blur, the whole
thing.
But...
He didn't really ask her much about the movie she was promoting.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
That was you!
Yeah.
That was the best video ever!
You're
like,
it.
This is my first interview.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay... All right. And she was basically asking you questions.
Yes, like this. Listen.
Listen, I'm going to come. You're going to show me a football, and I'll show you a blue moon.
And the person that kind of
the
promoted
Blue Moon.
Guy.
She was talking about beer the entire time. You put an orange on the Blue Moon.
That's
an
it.
An orange on the Blue Moon. And you were like, all right, yeah, I can try it.
One of my mates, Sir Dosser, he writes music.
His name is Sir Dosser. I love him already.
Yeah, there's Sir Dosser, so the good. Convict, Chango the guy. Beast.
You are awesome. Cantina. Like, these are your friends.
Yeah,
I love
all,
it.
They're all my boys.
All right.
I should get back to the questions.
Why? This is way more fun for me, I have to tell you.
Please. Answer, like, two questions.
I think, yeah, there was no questions about the film.
No, you were talking about, like, taking it to your friend's wedding
That's
or something?
That's it, yeah, and a Watford game, which
and
you're more than welcome
Watford
to come
game.
To as well, if
She's
you like.
She's like, I'd love to go to a Watford game.
Yeah.
Do you think most movie stars would be like that? Would like that at all? Do you think Mila Kunis was an exception?
I think Mila Kunis is an exception because she's a cool girl. I think she's just a genuinely cool girl. Whereas some people are so uptight, they'd be looking at their publicist like, this isn't going the way it should. My coach didn't prep me for this.
Yeah. Talking of that, I don't know whether you've seen the Bruce Willis video yet.
No.
Oh, wow.
What happened?
He wasn't in a great mood. Oh. It wasn't here. It was for another radio station.
Oh,
but
really?
Check that out later. It's good to watch.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's the most awkward
stuff.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff on YouTube with stars.
What do you hate to be asked when you're sat there all day doing interview after interview? Because the thing with her, I think she was the end of a long day.
Oh, no, yeah. And you get kind of loopy, especially in England. Like, when you're just sitting in that and you're like this. Like, just answering the same. I think my worst question is, do you think that you miss a lot of your childhood doing this business? I'm like, oh my God, why are you all wanting me to, like, go to rehab at 2? You know what I mean? Like, that's what they want from me. And I'm like, no, it's not going to happen.
I know, but I mean, a lot of people will ask you about, like, with the Lindsay Lohan thing and how you kind of avoid that. But it's just staying super focused, I imagine.
Yeah, and it was just staying focused and also having your family around you. And besides that, having your hair and makeup team and your publicist and your manager and agent, you have to have, like, just good people. Just genuinely good people, because you have one bad egg and the whole thing's wrong.
Yeah. Do you know, Scott has set me up with another one of these interviews for next week, but he won't tell me who it is. So I'm taking it it's not you.
It's not Chloe, but it's another big, big star.
Can I have a hint?
And it's another thing in a hotel.
Can I have a hint?
Maybe
I'll tell
you.
Maybe I'll tell you, but like I don't want to tell him.
Okay,
hang on. How can we do this?
Mouth.
Oh, no, we're going to write. I'm not allowed to see this,
okay,
right?
Right, cover your eyes.
Don't look up there.
Cover your eyes. Cover your eyes. Don't look on the cameras.
Right. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that?
She'll be great.
I think she will. There we are. There's a clue.
Hello.
Yeah. She will be good. I think she'll take to it okay.
Oh, God, she'll be fine.
You've already helped me out there. Brilliant.
Does that make you feel better?
No, if I'm honest.
It's Cameron Diaz, all right? It's Cameron Diaz.
There we are.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who knows? Ah! I'm excited. So you've also, as well as Kick-Ass, you've been filming with...
He's terrified now.
He is. With Denzel...
He wants to play innuendo bingo with her.
He does. He really does. Denzel Washington on The Equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that a kind of film version of an 80s TV show?
Slightly. I mean, it has the same name as in. It has kind of a on the lines of the same storyline, but it's very different with the movie version. I mean, it's cool because Antoine Fuqua is directing the movie, did Training Day with him and everything else. And so the relationship between Denzel and he on set is so cool, and they just really let you into the club. But my role is really dark. I play a prostitute. So,
okay.
So it's a heavy movie. It's cool though.
Oh, I think I saw some of the pictures there with the wig.
With the wig and the fake bruises.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw that. Wow.
It's
it looks
dark
quite heavy.
Stuff. It's fun though.
And tell me about Carrie. I've seen the pictures of some of those and that looks really scary.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I think that, you know, the cool bit about our version of Carrie is that it really does focus around that mother-daughter relationship. So you just see all the stuff hashed out between Margaret and Carrie, which is Julianne Moore and I. And we just spent like 3 weeks in that house and just did everything from, like, you know, being born to dying. I mean, we did everything. It's like, it's intense. It's a really cool movie, though.
Yeah, and that's out later this year as well.
October, I don't know about England, but in America it's October 18th, so I'm imagining it's like the 16th year or something.
So you're literally everywhere this year.
Literally everywhere. And by the end of the year, I will have shot 6 films and done 2 press tours.
Good work.
That's
crazy,
pretty good.
Crazy stuff, right?
Is it one at a time with films, or do you have to... Is it sometimes where you'll be working on 2 or 3 at the same time?
Sometimes they overlap at the end of it. I try and not have them overlap, but sometimes they'll overlap at the end. So I'll be doing a movie, but within the last 2 weeks, I have to start getting my mind into the other role while keeping your other role linear with what you did in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very confusing.
That is very confusing.
Very confusing.
Hey, listen, you've got to go. There's someone winding it up. But,
No, not really.
No. But hey, you know, you've got to be somewhere else. It's probably with Lorraine Kelly. I know you've met her already.
Yeah.
It's someone else.
Guess what? I won't cheat on you guys, though.
It won't be as fun. Tell us it won't be as fun.
It won't be as fun.
I know. Right, this has been fun, yeah?
It's been great.
And you'll come back and see us again soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, not especially, but the next time you're on a promotional tour.
I'll be back. First thing. I'll tell my publicist a bit. Get me on there.
Get me on there.
Do it.
Chloe Moretz, thank you so much for coming in today. It's a pleasure. Thank you. She was so cool.
Unbelievable. Really nice girl.
Really sharp, really switched on. That is Chloe Moretz, and she needs to come back. She's kind of the guest, which you don't get that often, where you just think, actually, I could have talked to her until like 10 o'clock this morning easily. She was awesome. Thank you very much, Chloe, for coming in. Oh, we didn't ask her about McLovin, whether she actually calls him McLovin all the time, even though that's not his name.
I think we found out quite a lot about her, though.
We did.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if we're going to... Let's not say what we didn't. Like,
he's in Kick-Ass as well, see?
Yeah.
And he is going to be playing Innuendo Bingo next week.
She loves that game, though.
I know.
I was showing her videos whilst one of the songs was playing. She really wants to play.
You get totally wet. So, yeah, McLovin is on next week. His real name is Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott versus Chris. Challenge 2.
So, we've been out on the streets again to ask the great British public about pie. We all love a pie. Everyone loves a pie. But if you had to pick one, what would you say your favourite was? I'm saying apple.
So your favourite filling?
Yeah.
I'm partial to a chicken bolty.
I didn't even know that was a pie.
That was it's a very popular one at Vicarage Row where Watford play.
Is it?
Yeah, well, used to be anyway.
So, okay, it's a simple thing. We each take it in turns to go and pick on a poor member of the public for our pie survey. We ask them what their favourite pie is. But then, what about if we didn't stop asking the same question? What about if we just stayed there asking you that until it got kind of awkward? So, how many people did we get each? Neither of us know this because we did it separately. So, me first, Scott Surf. I stopped somebody randomly on the street for the Scott versus Chris challenge and decided to conduct my pie survey on them. Here's what happened. Hello, excuse me.
Hi, how are you
going? Good. Could I just ask you a quick question? We're doing a quick survey on the streets.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay, cool. What's your name?
It's Tom.
Tom. Okay. Just a quick thing. What's your favourite pie?
I'm going to have to say... a chicken curry pie.
Oh.
Modern.
Wasn't expecting that.
What's your second...
Okay, so I'm in. I'm asking the question. I don't think he was really expecting me to ask the second one, but then that's the game, isn't it?
Mm.
So chicken curry, his favourite. Let's go back to me. I'm still with Tom.
And what's your third favourite pie?
I'm going to say hare pie.
Hare?
Hare.
Off of rabbit?
Any animal is fine.
Okay, with that in mind, what's your fourth favourite pie?
Chicken.
And if you could tell me your fifth favourite pie?
Chicken and hare.
And your seventh?
Okay, so I'm into seven now.
Wow.
I'm doing
this
well.
Good.
And he's also answering quite, like, hare pie.
I think he meant
posh.
Hair as in head of hair.
I don't think... Well, who wants that?
But you covered well there by suggesting it was the sort of rabbit angle.
Who wants a hairy pie?
Hey.
And I'm carrying on.
Carry on.
What's your 10th favourite pie?
I'm really not sure. I'm going to have to say orange.
Right, okay, he's struggling now.
I think I need a steward's inquiry on this one.
Can we have orange? Why can't you have... You could have an orange pie. Ah, I'm still in the game. The steward says yes. And we continue.
And if you could just tell me your 12th favourite pie.
Strawberry.
And your 13th favourite pie.
Without a doubt, key lime.
Good choice.
Thank you.
I love key
good
lime
pie. Good pie.
Really good pie. So, we're still going. Can I have strawberry pie? Never heard of that either. I'm still with Tom.
And your 14th favourite pie.
I don't actually know 14 different pies. Going to just stick with the 13 I've gone for. I've got to go now, thanks. Bye.
Bye then.
Oh! 13 pies.
13.
Tell you what, it's not bad, mate.
I was there for a while. But have I won? I won yesterday. Okay, so who were you with? A lady?
I did. I stopped a lady on the street. Same game. As many pies as we can get away with.
Hello, can I stop you for 1 minute?
Yeah, sure.
Sorry, I work for Radio 1, and we're just asking a few questions today. I was just wondering if I can ask you one question.
Okay.
I just need to know, what is your favourite pie filling? I know it's random.
Pie filling, I would say kidney.
Kidney?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your second favourite pie filling?
Apple.
What's your third favourite pie filling?
Oh my God, I think blueberry.
Yeah, what's your fourth favourite?
Oh, you're whipping through them fast.
I know, I thought that was my technique actually, just go quite quick.
It's quite windy where you were, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're going fast. I'm worried. 14 to beat.
Strawberry.
13th.
Oh no.
Blackberries?
Yeah, I can't remember if you had that one.
No, I had blueberries.
Okay. Starting to rain. I won't keep you much longer. Okay. Just need to know very quickly, what's your 14th favourite?
Grapes.
15th?
Yes!
Chris wins.
Oh! Is there more?
There was more, yeah.
And 20th?
Sushi.
What?
Like...
In a pie?
Yeah, why not?
21st favourite?
It was raining at this point as well.
Egg and mayo.
I appreciate it. We've been here 10 minutes now.
10 minutes?
23rd favourite.
Oh.
Some beans. Like, beans. Like,
beans?
Like
rubbish?
No, beans. Like.
Oh, yeah, beans.
Yeah, with tomato sauce and stuff like
that. Yeah,
yeah.
24th favourite.
little problem with the accent there.
Yeah.
Bin? I don't want to hear anymore.
28!
I think that's it.
Can't think of a 28th.
No.
Everyone has a favourite 28th pie filling, yeah.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Chicken balti.
Ooh. Okay. Can I... Maybe something like coconut, like chicken with
like
coconut.
What?
I like that.
Okay, good.
Right, can I just hear that again, please? What was that?
Was
I've
lost,
never heard of that
lost
pie.
Lost in translation again, that was. Coconut.
Hang on.
28th pie filling, yeah.
Do you have it?
Wind it back.
What's yours?
Chicken balti.
Ooh, okay. Can I... Maybe something like coconut, like chicken with coconut. I like that.
Okay, good. 29.
Never heard of it.
No, 29.
If I was to push you for a 29...
I need to really get back to work.
Okay. Very quickly though, 29?
Oh, no.
Chris wins.
I just tried to squeeze one more out.
You
could,
win
but...
big on that. I'm well impressed. Okay, so it's one each so far this week on Scott
yes.
versus Chris. I won the challenge yesterday. Where's the leaderboard?
It's over here at the back. I'm just going to mark up me win for that one.
Okay,
back
so
in
I,
the game.
I did the not on the menu challenge, and Chris wins today's pie filling challenge. Well done, mate. That was really
Thank
well
you.
Played. Well played.
Scott versus Chris.
I'll have another one tomorrow and I will win. Dan in Nottingham is loving Scott versus Chris. Definitely thinks we should pitch it as a TV show. Yeah, I'd be up for that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's turn on the cameras.
It's time to witness the win. correctness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Tuesday morning on BBC Radio 1, and it's time for Innuendo Bingo with Rizzle Kicks. Jordan and Harley are here. Yes, boys.
Yes, boys.
How are you? You okay?
You're all right, Mills.
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Yeah. I'm very excited that you are playing bingo today. It's good that you're wearing white shirts.
I'm well excited.
Now,
yeah, Jordan, and like light jean shorts. Yeah.
Jordan, have you seen this before?
I've seen
this
before.
You know what you're doing, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, who have you seen play it before, do you know?
Jessica...
Lowndes.
Jessica, yeah. Lowndes.
Off of 90210.
Yeah, and I've just heard mere rumours of Vanessa Feltz.
Yes, that happened last week, yeah.
But yeah, I've seen it a few times. I've heard it more than I've seen it, to be fair.
Yeah, fair enough. You can watch it if you want on the Radio 1 website right now. Go on your computer. If you can't do that, maybe you're on the way to work or you just got to work, go on your phone. You can watch it on the phone on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. So it's Rizzle Kicks versus Chris today. What's the plan of attack, do you think? Is it just mostly Chris that you'll be aiming at, or...?
No, I think we're just going to play it straight, be really sensible, cool. Basically aim for this huge bin.
Rizzle Kicks Innuendo Bingo is starting now. Got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh. First of all, we're going to the 4 o'clock show on Radio 4 Extra for a discussion about Charles Dickens. And one panellist just can't keep this fact to himself any longer.
That must have been an additional kind of horror to that episode in his life.
But I think we should say that he loved Fanny.
Jordan's gone. Harley's fine. Chris, just a little bit. And we're on.
Here we go.
That was Charles Dickens' sister called Fanny that they were talking about there.
That he loved Fanny.
Now, Jeremy Vine on Radio 2... really starting some celebrity rumours right here. Have you got your water? Let's go.
Because I know you know Kate Bush, and I was just saying to you during the record, if you see her, can you just tell her I love her? That's all. I've never met her.
Get in the queue. Everyone loves Kate.
Yeah, and that music, it was so, it still is so original.
She's still creating this extraordinary stuff. Amazing,
yeah.
Amazing.
And you hear somebody new-ish like Bat for Lashes, and you can hear they're doing Kate Bush.
Yeah.
Florence and the Machine is doing
totally.
Kate Bush.
I think he needs to be bolder with this. Aim towards Chris. Aim towards Chris.
Sort of going over each other at the moment.
Thank you to Nick for that one.
Florence and the Machine is doing
totally.
Kate Bush.
Okay, to BBC Essex now.
Right.
And there seems to be some kind of barbecue talking point on the agenda. More water, loads of water. Here we go.
Well, that is the barbecue sorted then, but what about the bangers? Well, Claire Holland, you judge sausages for a living.
I'm afraid I do. It's one of my jobs. What a tough one, eh?
Does that mean you eat a lot of sausage, Claire?
We didn't even get to the end of it. Okay. More water, please. Harley's not impressed that he's like, yeah, what?
Does that mean you eat a lot of sausage, Claire?
You can spit if you want, Harley. Just not finding it funny. So, more water, please. Lee from Sheffield was watching the snooker and was kind of shocked to find out the science behind it. You ready? Here we go. Let's all aim at Chris for this one.
Our friends on the BBC show Plastics How It Works have explained the story in loving detail, recreating that initial solution and dipping their balls in it.
I saw you go over it.
Oh, poor Harley, he's feeling left out now.
I was actually going to aim for you, but I couldn't control it.
Dipping their balls in it.
See, Jordan's going for me every time, but turning is just spraying Harley.
Does anyone want to ask Harley if he's all right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you right?
He looks so concerned.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Okay. Just checking. So. snooker balls, of course, they were talking about there. Phil Spencer's on now.
Okay.
Ready? Here's Phil Spencer with some radical ideas on how to sell a house.
I think we could create a nice little picket fence in the hedgerow over there. That will potentially add an additional front entrance to the home.
Trimming back the bush to reveal a clear entrance has to be a smart move. It'll create the perfect first impression and stop people heading for the back door.
Small little wee there from Chris's mouth. Yeah. Good advice though, Phil.
Trimming back the bush to reveal a clear entrance.
Okay, next. It's Michael Ball here on Innuendo Bingo with Rizzle Kicks. Hope you're watching on the Radio 1 website. Michael Ball on Radio 2. and some quite specific information here on his listeners' likes and also dislikes.
So many of you have got weird problems with food. Where was my favourite one? My girlfriend loves sausage and Yorkshire pudding, but she hates toad in the hole.
I think what's happened here is Harley's just got a very clean mind. Just doesn't seem to affect him as much.
No. I don't know. I don't know. I thought I'd be right. Really terrible at this.
No, you're really good.
My girlfriend loves sausage and Yorkshire pudding, but she hates toad in the hole.
Thank you to Lydia for that one. Eamon Holmes next on This Morning. Asking very important questions. You got your water there?
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Who wants to give me a hand? Someone going to offer their hands up for this messy business. So we're going to simply make some little balls with our hands.
Why do you go for small balls, not big balls?
No, fine. It's a good question. Thank you to Jack off Canterbury for spotting that one. And now over to Celebrity MasterChef. And John Turode seems to know all of Janet Street Porter's various talents.
As yet, it's only Janet and Katie that have identified the meat as duck.
Janet knows how to bone a duck, that's for sure.
Yeah. Thank you to Robin in Oxford, 250 Scott Mills points for spotting that one.
Janet knows how to bone a duck, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. More water, please.
Sorry.
More water.
Are you okay?
It's fine. Yeah. We checked before. Now it's over to helicopter rescue.
Over 3,000 feet in the air, it's the first time 59-year-old Fiona MacArthur has ever been winched.
Oh, Jordan's lost it. Okay. Oh. Okay, next. We're going over to the BBC World Service now. More water, please.
So not good for the meeting, man. This is not what I wanted.
Right. Where is it most wet?
Yeah, you know where it is, man.
Okay, good. BBC World Service, here we go.
Would you let anyone play your bagpipes?
Oh, I wouldn't let anyone blow my pipes, no.
And now over to Rick Stein's Mediterranean recipes.
It's called ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
It's the king of Majorcan lardy cake,
Miguel Pujol.
And that was today's Innuendo Bingo with Harley. Harley, you can spit the water out now.
I did.
Didn't really affect you at all. Like, not impressed.
Sorry.
No. It's...
I feel like it's like. No. I feel like it's just really boring. Then.
Do you know what happened? It's like this. You are way maturer than this actual guy. That's what's happened. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But thank you to Jordan and Chris for playing, and thank you for watching and listening. Thanks, RizzleKix. So that was all the fun from Tuesday's Breakfast Show on Radio 1. Tomorrow, if you can join us live, 6:30, we're back on. And after 8, Mark Wahlberg, Hollywood A-list star, will be joining us, 8 a.m.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.